This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. This week's heat wave will push highs up over 100 degrees in parts of the Mountain West. That includes Colorado's eastern plains. Ray Solomon with Mountain West News Bureau reports on the risks of heat in rural areas.
Researchers found rural communities are among the most vulnerable to heat. They tend to have more hard-to-cool housing, like mobile homes, and vulnerable populations. And there's a large outdoor workforce that can't escape the heat. Take Wes Vaughn, a farmer in North Boulder.
I'm out in the field doing some weeding right now, and it's definitely over 95 today. It can get really draining being out here day in, day out, when the days are 95 degrees plus.
But Mike Burnett with the Northeast Colorado Health Department says rural areas are also resilient in the face of heat because of tight-knit communities.
You know, neighbors helping neighbors, organizations that reach into some of the folks that may be more vulnerable to this.
The report from Headwaters Economics and the Federation of American Scientists says we need more investment in cooling infrastructure.
That was Ray Solomon for the Mountain West News Bureau. Meanwhile, most of the Intermountain West region is in drought, and it's not getting better. The five-state region includes Wyoming, Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, and Arizona. Since last October, drought conditions have worsened west of the Continental Divide. Parts of the western slope have also clocked a near record-setting warm summer so far. August normally brings some relief. It's typically the region's wettest month, but not this year. Russ Schumacher is a CU professor and Colorado's state climatologist.
It's not going to get better, certainly in the next 7 to 10 days. It'll be getting worse, and it looks like August as a whole will be hotter than drier than average across most, if not all, of the region.
This is CPR News in KRCC.